Back here on today's Miley Radio Sports page, we're joined now by the new head coach of the Central College Women's Golf Program, Mackenzie Biggs. And Mackenzie, very exciting to be starting as the head coach of the Central Women's Golf Program. First off, just your overall thoughts about taking on this new responsibility.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so excited. It's going to be lots of fun to get started with the girls, having the fall experience of assistant coaching with Tabitha Schumacher in the fall was really helpful as I started to learn what coaching was, and then now getting to step in that full-time position just gets me so excited and pumped up for the year.
Very cool, and also a really good golfer with the Central Women's Golf Program as well. A lot of success, being able to go back just with a group that you played alongside as well with a lot of these girls or girls that are just graduating out of the program. What's that like, too, just kind of stepping into that program where you did find a lot of success here in recent history with the Dutch?
Yeah, I saw, I have a few girls that were on the team when I was a freshman, and so it's a little bit different. Our dynamic is different, but I would say that we've honestly grown closer. They take my advice really well. They like to hear what I have to say and practices, or even just when we're out there on the course, just taking my advice because they know that my career and what I did in those years. So for them to get to experience that and how I built my career and get to show that to them is really special.
Very neat. And you mentioned Tabitha Schumacher stepping away from the program, and you'll be taking over from that, but you got a chance to play underneath of her as well as coach alongside of her too. What are some of the things that you learned from Coach Schumacher that you're going to be looking to embrace as you take on this new role with the Central Women's Golf Program?
I think she did a great job and was really good at explaining, talking through what our plan was going to be and the schedule. We stayed pretty consistent in what our tournaments looked like, so that was always really nice. I think the biggest takeaway I'm going to learn from her is just how to have a relationship with all of our players. I feel like we all kind of knew her really well, and so that was really nice to have those built-in relationships. And luckily I have a little bit of that head start from the fall season and previous years, so I'm excited to see what freshmen I bring and how we've developed those kinds of relationships.
And again, we're talking to Mackenzie Biggs, the new head coach of the Central College Women's Golf Program. One thing that I find very interesting is you are still finishing out your first year of teaching at Pellet Christian before going full-time into being the head coach of the Central College Women's Golf Program. The thing that I find most interesting about that is that's a big time for recruiting, for the upcoming year. What does that kind of look like for you as you're trying to navigate both teaching at Pellet Christian, taking on the responsibilities of being the new golf coach, and also trying to bring in those players for next year?
Yeah, well, honestly, it's going to be lots of long hours, but I am so excited. I am so grateful that I get to do both right now. I was a little bit worried, I'm not going to be able to handle all this stress, but truly I have more fire to just be able to do both really well and succeed. I'm planning on seeing the girls as much as I can, going out to the tournaments in the summer and everything to look for recruits and just do what I can as best as I can right now while I'm trying to balance both.
Very neat too. And one thing that I think gives you kind of a unique perspective in that recruiting process is being someone who just went through the program and kind of understanding what it's like to be the college athlete in today's world where NIL is so prevalent and things of that nature. What are some of the benefits that you see from your experiences at Central, watching this program succeed, go to the national tournament, and being able to relate to these high school athletes that you're going to be talking to about coming to Pella and playing for the Dutch?
Yeah, I think with all of the previous experiences, I'll be able to share those really well. Like you said, we went to nationals, we won our conference, and we've gone to lots of different places for our spring break as well, including Pinehurst and gone to Arizona, and just got to go to some really neat places along with Scotland. So there's so many experiences that I know will just draw the attention towards us, and I think think as we start to develop this program, those activities, you know, might be interesting to those recruits.
Very neat. You mentioned a lot of cool moments during your time at Central as a player there. I'm going to take away one of the options here because we mentioned the national tournament. I'm sure that that would be up there as probably the highlight of your career at Central. But if you could take a look back at one specific moment at Central that kind of stands out to you, that, you know, maybe whether that be recruiting or just with a colleague that you're talking about, what would be one of the highlight moment from your time playing golf at Central that isn't the national tournament?
Yeah, I would probably say our last tournament in my senior year. So it was our Battle at the Boss, our last tournament, Boss Landon here in Pella. And we had a match play event, and my teammate Peyton and I were playing together with the Wartburg girls. And Peyton and I both finished our matches early, but we both decided that we were going to finish that round together at the very end and even have our mom's caddy for us. So that was really sweet and special to just have our moms by our side, everyone just cheering us on from the rest of the round, and just so, so special. I'll remember that forever.
That is an awesome memory. And one final question here for you, just looking at it from this perspective too, you've now gotten to be a little bit more acquainted with Pella, right? Because you attended Central, we mentioned you're teaching at Pella Christian this year too. What would be something for recruits or for friends that you would tell them about Pella that makes this such a special place and makes this a place that you are starting to put roots down here and really enjoy about Pella?
I love that both Central and the community of Pella, now being on both sides of things, really do work together hand in hand. Like during my time at Central, I was a part of the community orchestra as well during that time. But I've now since left Central, obviously, but I still get to be part of that community orchestra, and they do lots of things similar to that. I mean, our two-up time stands, like our women's golf one or the other teams that have stands in two-up time, you know, they work together with the groups out here, you know, to put that on. So it's really special to see both working hand in hand.
Very neat. Mackenzie, congratulations on the new role at Central. Looking forward to many conversations about how the Dutch are going to do both this spring and this fall, and wish you the best of luck as you get started with that and also wrap up your time with Pella Christian as well.
Thank you. I'm super excited for it, so thank you.
Absolutely. That was Mackenzie Biggs, the new head women's golf coach at Central College, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.